KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
And a very good afternoon to you. 59 degrees, sunny skies, sensational Friday at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Nift from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. It is our top local stories this fine year Friday. Final approach to your weekend. Well, he shot several people at one Reno apartment complex 2 years ago. Now the suspect in the case learns his fate. Coming up, we'll tell you how long Frank Hewitt Jr. is going away for. Leaving tarot cards on the hood of his ex-girlfriend's car. Now a Reno man is paying the price for stalking. Directly ahead, what the law is planning for Keaton Bush. And the demolition on an old car dealership in central Reno is underway. On the way, what they plan to put there and how it could be a game changer. FM News Talk time. It is 12:07. Good afternoon, Jerry.
Hey, welcome back. And I guess to both of us, I'll welcome myself as well. What kind of justice system do you want in Washoe County? Got a story on that. Is your homeowner's insurance policy coming up for renewal soon? There's kind of an a la carte menu for that. We'll talk about that. Douglas County Sheriff candidate was found guilty of 3 misdemeanor theft charges and sentenced to 8 days in jail. Those stories and more, as well as local sports with Craig Swope, and the results of our Wednesday poll about how are we feeling about data centers in Nevada. Truly a bipartisan result. Yay, about 53%, and nay, just under that at about 50%. We have a new poll up. We just put it up just a little while ago, and it is this. The Keystone CPA's Noon News Daily Poll is, are you open to an open primary? Obviously, it's not going to happen this primary season, but, and not to be confused with ranked or what some call rigged choice voting. Are you open to an open primary? Yes, yes with limitations, or no way, Jose. And you can vote at 991fmtalk.com. You can also in Lyon County at 923fmtalk.com. You can vote there as well. Those stories, local sports, a few community events going on, one in Virginia City and one in Genoa. We'll tell you about all of those today. The new news time right now is 12:09.
And Jerry, 59 degrees right now, Reno Tahoe International Airport. It is our top local story. He shot 7 people inside the Zephyr Cove Apartments back in October 2023, wounding victims as young as 15 years old. Now Frank Hewitt Jr. will be going away for 167 years, the prison sentence handed down inside a Washoe County courtroom.
7 lives were forever changed in a matter of seconds by the heinous actions of Mr. Hewitt. Today's sentence reflects the gravity of that harm and delivers accountability for each victim and for our community.
Washoe DA Chris Hicks, Hewitt will be eligible for parole after 64 years. Another case this noon involving the sickening beating of an elderly RTC bus driver. Ryan Mastoletto was hit with 20 years in prison in connection with the attack.
Video from the bus showed Mastoletto had been sitting at the back of the bus when he walked up to the driver and asked him to stop. After the driver pulled the bus over, the defendant said he changed his mind and wanted to be taken to the next bus stop. Again, the driver complied, and again, Mastoletto said he decided he wanted to go ahead to the next stop.
But Kendall Holcomb with Washoe DA says things escalated from there.
At that point, the driver told the defendant he needed to get off the bus. The defendant then attacked the driver, hitting him in the head and knocking him to the ground, where he repeatedly hit, kicked, and stomped on the man. Mastoletto then drove the bus a short distance before cursing at the victim on the ground and leaving.
Mastoletto will be eligible for parole in 8 years. He was in a relationship and it did not work out, but instead of letting it go, 26-year-old Keaton Bush decided to stalk and harass his former lover, taking things to a very creepy height.
After the relationship ended, the victim reported receiving unwanted phone calls and messages from unknown numbers, along with items including tarot cards being left on their vehicle and at other locations. This continued over the course of several months.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio said Bush did not act alone.
Investigators allege that Bush, with the assistance of a second female suspect, used multiple phone numbers and social media accounts to contact the victim and arrange for items to be left in various locations. Bush was also reportedly seen near the victim's vehicle on multiple occasions.
This all went down in November of 2025. Bush was taken into custody last week. A message to the Trump administration from Nevada's state treasurer.
The unconstitutional tariffs that you charged families and small businesses do not belong to you. Give the money back.
Zach Conine says that's more than just talk. He actually sent the White House a bill.
That's why at the state level, we suggested and sent that invoice to the president to give the money back to the state treasury, because we are very, very familiar with getting people their money back through programs like unclaimed property or the aid programs that we ran during the pandemic.
Conine says it's your money. He wants to give it back to you. This is something of a concern, especially if you plan to fly to or from San Francisco or Sacramento this summer. California's jet fuel stockpile is at a two-year low.
In the past few weeks, it has fallen by more than 25% from last year's peak, with the war in Iran disrupting global oil supplies. Data from the California Energy Commission shows the state's jet fuel supply has not been at this level since 2023. California is more vulnerable to fuel shortages since it's isolated from the national pipeline network. The state refines much of its own fuel, but also relies heavily on crude oil imports. The global shortage is impacting summer travel with canceled flights and higher airfares. I'm Daniel Martindale.
FM News Talk Time, 1212.
Well, Virginia City is gearing up for the 55th annual Grand Prix. That's a two-day off-road motorcycle race through town and the surrounding terrain. The race attracts nearly 1,000 riders across 41 classes, all vying for victory on one of the most demanding and iconic courses in the West. The race course weaves through Virginia City's downtown streets and also the backcountry there, creating a challenging experience for riders and a spectacle for you if you decide to go. Admission, zero. It is free, and it goes on today, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. And it starts right at C Street in Virginia City. Well, what kind of justice system do you want for Washoe County? The current DA is Chris Hicks. His challenger is Wes Duncan. Now, many business owners are asking, if we have the crime caught on camera, the criminal clearly visible, why isn't the criminal prosecuted? Chris Hicks is being challenged by Wes Duncan, and he, Wes Duncan, says Hicks' charging and plea bargain policies have weakened Nevada's public safety, Reno's in particular. Hicks changed office policy so prosecutors would only file charges they believe they could prove beyond a reasonable doubt. In the 3 years after the policy took effect, decisions not to pursue charges nearly tripled. Trial conviction rates also fell. And because both men are Republicans and the only candidates in the race, the June primary will decide the winner, with a November general unnecessary. Effectively, it's a final decision in June. They'll also, oh, by the way, there's also an ethics complaint involving Hicks' wife, who works in the DA's office. Tom Gresham, the host of Gun Talk on KKFT, Sundays 11 to 2, and KSVL, had an interview recently with the acting AG, the Attorney General of the United States, and Tom Gresham will join us at about 45 after the hour today. A first look right now at traffic and weather with Phil Galbraith. It's 12:15.
It is looking pretty darn nice on the roads in Reno overall. North of town, however, by Boomtown, there is an injury collision northbound on 395. They're still cleaning that up. It's right by the California border as you make your way up that hill. Also in Carson City, got a road hazard on northbound 580 at Fairview, almost under the overpass in that area. And if you're traveling through Reno southbound on 580, traffic slows down on Plum Lane and it goes west all the way till Moana. Thing is, there's no accidents working. It looks okay from here. Not quite sure why it's slowing down, quite frankly. Taking a look at our temperatures, it's 61 in Sparks, 59 in Carson City, 60 in Smith Valley, 48 degrees in South Lake Tahoe. We'll have a look at your weather in just a couple of seconds.
Pretty good looking weather today, a little cooler tomorrow, and a little more cooler come Sunday. Probably not hitting 60 on Sunday, low 60s tomorrow, and a few clouds for the weekend. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. 721-5905. Coming up at 3 this afternoon, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
It's difficult to make a man miserable when he feels worthy of himself and claims kindred to the great God who made him. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
I'm Wes Duncan, and I'm running for district attorney to make Washoe County safer. In this race, I'm grateful for the unanimous support of law enforcement in our region. I'll be tough on crime, enforce the law, and always back the blue. As an Iraq War veteran, I've seen firsthand the breakdown of the rule of law. And as Sparks City Attorney, we fought homeless camps, retail theft, and human trafficking. We need change in the district attorney's office, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Hi, this is Mike with the Good Feet Store. Are your bad feet making work miserable? You're not alone. Here's Vale, a real Good Feet Store customer.
I'm a salesman. I pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. It was just sometimes unbearable. But if you don't have a good attitude when you're in sales, it shows on your face. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Vale get back to doing what they love without their feet getting in the way.
I walked in the Good Feet Store and I said, my feet hurt. What a difference with these arch supports. When I go and talk to my customers, I've got a smile on my face. I can go all day long and then some. It's the real deal. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
Don't let bad feet stop you from achieving your 2026 health goals. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio on 99.1 KKFT.
And 92.3.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news, KKFT.
The controversial Lake Ridge development project, controversial because many neighbors don't want it, got another yes vote last night. I'm John Potter for the new news. The Truckee Meadows Regional Planning Commission voted in favor of a rezoning for the 12-acre development just south of McCarran-Aplumas. That follows the Reno City Council approval in January. Plans include a boutique hotel, spa, and restaurant where the golf course driving range was. The final approval is next, and that would be from the Regional Planning Governing Board. Meanwhile, just down the street, construction is in progress now for a new apartment complex, Argent Flats. It's being built at Plumas at South McCarran. It's been 6 years since the Lake Ridge Tennis Club there was torn down. City Council approved that one last April. I'm John Potter for the new news on FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3.
And it's 59 degrees right now at 1220. If you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know. He opened fire and wounded seven people at one Reno apartment complex. Now Frank Hewitt Jr. will be going away for 167 years.
Evidence of Hewitt confessing to the crimes to a former gang member and talking about how he had wanted to kill someone in the shooting to prove himself to the gang.
Kendall Holcomb of the Washoe DA, the crunch of a wrecking ball. That is the sound of the ball slamming into the old Jones West Ford dealership on Kitski yesterday. It's being demolished to make way for a planned soccer stadium and entertainment complex. And Nevada State Treasurer says the Trump administration owes you money, Zach Conine says. He actually sent a bill to the White House for a tariff refund. It is our top national story this hour. Word is that a catastrophe, easy for me to say, is unfolding right now just north of Jacksonville, Florida, in the form of massive wildfires. Word is that there's been evacuations in place as the fires continue this hour. At FM News Talk Time, it is 1221.
Well, another contentious race going on. Washoe District 2 primary campaigning heating up for the District 2 Republican primary. Incumbent Mike Clark facing challenger Mark Killoran. And another headline, housing affordability. Incline Village Realtors secured a grant to host a housing forum focused on solving affordability challenges in the Tahoe Basin. We'll let you know when that is. And a Douglas County sheriff candidate was found guilty yesterday of three misdemeanor theft charges and sentenced to 8 days in jail. Jesse Shule, a former juvenile probation officer challenging Sheriff Dan Coverly in the November election, was convicted on all three counts. He was ordered to pay back $127.86 in restitution and serve 8 days in jail. It was alleged that Shule used a county credit card to fuel his personal vehicle, according to court documents. However, he, Shule, and Coverly will appear on the November ballot. The race marks the first contested Douglas County sheriff election in 8 years. The trial included video evidence from the gas station showing Shule fueling up his vehicle. To use the county pump, an employee must input a county vehicle number and the odometer reading from that vehicle. Charges were filed against Shule after he filed an Equal Employment Opportunity Commission complaint, although that complaint was not pursued by the EEOC. In local sports coming up, Nevada Wolfpack hosts UNLV this weekend, and a new basketball coach is named at Minogue. Noon News Time, 1223.
Traffic. Look at your traffic right now. We still have that collision, that injury collision on northbound 395 at Bordertown, just north of Reno, about a half mile from the state line in Carson City. We still have a road hazard at northbound 580 at Fairview. Otherwise, in Sparks and around the lake, we're looking pretty darn good. It's a little warmer today, 56 in Verdi, 61 in Dayton, 62 in Yerington, 46 degrees in Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weather forecast for the weekend.
Generally sunny skies, a few clouds for the weekend, and cooler weather for the weekend. We're going to drop from the upper 60s today to the low to mid 50s by Sunday and Monday. With a brought to us by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Coming up at 1 after the noon news, it's Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage, 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
In life's most difficult moments, La Paloma Funeral Services is here for your family. As a locally owned and operated funeral home, we provide compassionate, personalized care, traditional funerals, and beautiful memorial services, dignified with transparent pricing, experienced staff, and deep respect for your loved one. We help you honor their memory your way. La Paloma Funeral Services, caring for Northern Nevada hearts. Call 827-3700 or visit lapalomafuneralservices.com.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Nevada Wolfpack hosting UNLV this weekend. The Pack is in first place by a half game over New Mexico. The softball team is playing Fresno State this weekend at Hickson Field. Tahoe Night Monsters are in Kansas City for the start of the ECHL playoffs, and the Aces continue in El Paso after another loss last night. The Aces have won just two of their last 10. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news, local, live, and happening now.
59 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. From the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Nift. There will be rules when it comes to data centers based in Reno. City Council is telling staff members to draw up new regulations aimed at those data centers and possibly a moratorium on them. Critics say data centers use too much electricity and water, and they cause pollution too.
We've seen across the country communities where data centers come in, where folks are seeing skyrocketing electricity bills, contaminated water resources, as well as noise pollution that's disrupting communities and people's way of life.
Colin McGinnis with the local chapter of the Sierra Club at a rally outside City Hall before the council meeting where they talked about this Wednesday. Public comment went on for about 3 hours on Wednesday night. Some of the council defended data centers, saying they add economic diversity. Meantime, jet fuel prices are skyrocketing and some airlines are cutting flights to Las Vegas. Delta is suspending a summer route between Vegas and Raleigh-Durham. An official at Harry Reid International Airport says they're seeing multiple routes put on hold through October. You might have seen this as you drove past. The wrecking ball is swinging for a former Ford dealership on Kitsky in central Reno. In its place, a new soccer stadium and an entertainment complex set to rise up.
I always wanted to do professional sports here in Reno. I wanted to do something watching Vegas get all of these pro teams with these billion-dollar stadiums. And now Reno, Northern Nevada, is going to get the first ever soccer-specific stadium in all of Nevada. So I'm very proud of that, and we cannot wait to break ground.
Wendy DeMonte is the CEO of Reno Pro Soccer. She says the stadium will not just be for the beautiful game.
I know we talk soccer, and that really is the anchor of this entire development. But within the soccer stadium itself, we will have every sport. We can have lacrosse, we can have rugby, we can have flag football, which is growing in America right now. We can have high school graduations, we can have quinceañeras. So the stadium will truly be a community hub for so many different events.
The demolition of the car dealership should last about 5 days, and DeMonte says they hope to break ground on the stadium late this fall. Well, were you watching the NFL draft? One part in particular.
With the first pick in the 2026 NFL draft, the Las Vegas Raiders select Fernando Mendoza, quarterback, Indiana.
Yeah, you knew that was coming. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announcing the very first pick of the NFL draft in Pittsburgh. It went to the Las Vegas Raiders, and you just heard who they took. The 49ers, in case you're wondering, they did not make a first-round selection. San Francisco now holds the first pick of the second round later on today. Well, he says this makes a dent in Nevada's housing crunch. Governor Lombardo presiding over the ribbon cutting of five new master plan communities in Henderson outside Las Vegas, which he says are priced very affordably.
It doesn't change. It doesn't change because I think those are all encompassing big issues for a state. And importantly is diversifying the economy, improving upon the education system.
The prices range from $350,000 to $460,000. The homes are being built by KB Homes. FM News Talk time, 12:30. Fox Talk 99.1 covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the nation and the world, 12:30.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News. I'm Tom Graham. Iran's top diplomat is headed to Pakistan to discuss long-term ceasefire negotiations with the U.S. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt tells Fox News.
Special Envoy Witkoff and Jared Kushner will be off to Pakistan again tomorrow morning to engage in direct talks intermediated by the Pakistanis.
The White House insisting Iran must abandon its nuclear program as part of any deal. The Trump administration expanding the federal death penalty.
The Justice Department is readopting lethal injection protocols previously used during President Trump's first term and allowing federal death penalty inmates to be executed by firing squad. Federal executions were paused during the Biden administration, and former President Biden commuted the death sentences for most of the federal death row inmates before leaving office.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
And 12:31 right now at FM News Talk. Your News Watch continues this hour. Consumer sentiment remains at record low levels despite that Middle East ceasefire that is tenuously holding.
The University of Michigan's final reading for April slid 6.6% from 1 month ago. The survey noted a widespread decline in sentiment across all age and income groups. The survey's chief economist said sentiment recovered slightly from its early month losses as gas prices eased after a two-week ceasefire took effect. The near-term inflation outlook remains high, while consumers expect to see prices up 4.7% a year from now. I'm at Mattinson.
Meantime, a very popular airline out of RNO is mulling over a potential bailout from the Trump administration. But one Republican says, no, that thing's grounded. Republican Senator Ted Cruz rejecting a potential bailout of Spirit Airlines.
Cruz slammed the notion in a post on X and wrote, "This is an absolutely terrible idea." It follows reporting from Bloomberg that under the potential deal, the administration could own as much as 90% of the airline, which has filed for bankruptcy twice within the past 2 years. The senator doubled down on his stance, calling corporate bailouts a huge mistake and asserting that the federal government doesn't know about running a failed budget airline. I'm Monica Nelson.
Meantime, bankruptcy filings have soared nearly 12% in the last year amid mounting financial pressure.
According to the U.S. courts, nearly 63,000 more people and businesses filed for bankruptcy last year than in 2025, bringing the total to 591,850. That's the largest number of bankruptcies filed since the depths of the COVID-19 pandemic, and a sharp increase from the roughly 400,000 cases filed in 2023. The rise comes as Americans face mounting economic pressure, including sticky inflation, higher borrowing costs, and elevated tariffs. While rising, total bankruptcy filings are still well below historic highs. Tony Waterman, Washington.
FM News Talk time, it is 12:33.
Discover the secret to radiant glowing skin with Diamond Glow at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Diamond Glow exfoliates, extracts, and simultaneously infuses your skin with nourishing serums. Their medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Reveal your freshest, brightest self in just one session. Book your consultation today at hallandrye.com.
Looking to sell your home? Then trust the best in the business, Mike Givens with Dixon Realty. With expert marketing, sharp negotiating skills, and a commitment to a smooth, stress-free process, Mike Givens will sell faster and for top dollar. And with Dixon Realty, the number one real estate company in town, you're backed by the strongest name in the market. Ready to sell? Make your move with confidence. Call Mike Givens. Results that move you. 843-3696. That's 843-3696.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
FM Top Weather.
Fairly pleasant Friday, well into the 60s, generally shy of 70, 68 this afternoon in Sparks, 69 in Carson City. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Tomorrow at 9, the weekend, John Potter, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Nevada's number one in job growth by far. I'm John Potter for the noon news. The new U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data covers January last year to January this year. Nevada's workforce grew by 2.2%. That is over 34,500 new jobs in a year. It's also more than double the growth rate of the second fastest growing state, South Carolina. While tourism has dipped, Nevada has added more jobs in healthcare, business, and education. State economist David Schmidt says Nevada has more jobs today than any point in its history, and employers are adding positions at a pace, quote, unmatched anywhere else in the country. And from Governor Lombardo, quote, Nevada's position as the nation's fastest growing job market highlights my administration's efforts to transition into a more resilient, broad-based economy. I'm John Potter for the new news on FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading on U.S.-Iran diplomacy hopes, with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 on track for fresh record closes. Stabilizing oil prices are lifting investors' mood. However, U.S. crude is up 40% since the start of the Iranian conflict. And the Justice Department has decided to drop its criminal investigation of Fed Chair Jerome Powell, clearing the path for the Senate to vote on his possible successor, Kevin Warsh. The Fed's two-day policy meeting is next week, concluding with an interest rate decision on Wednesday. The big winner on Wall Street today is Intel. Its stock is surging over 20% after the semiconductor maker reported strong first quarter results and posted upbeat guidance for the second quarter. In August, the Trump administration announced that it was taking a nearly 10% stake in the then struggling chip maker. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:37 on this Friday. Final approach to your weekend. Greg Nift with you here in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. We have 59 degrees right now. Time right now for the bounce with Brian. Brian Wheeler from Keystone CPAs joins us as he always does over the next few weeks as Mike Bosma continues to be on vacation. Brian, I want to put something in front of you here. A new Gallup poll shows that 47% of people who took part rated the economic conditions in the country as poor, a 10-point increase since January. The survey also found nearly 75% of those who took part in the survey said the economy in the U.S. is getting worse. 21% said the opposite. Growing pessimism here. And that leads us into our discussion today in that, you know, even if you make a lot of money, a lot of people say it's just not enough. Why do they think that?
You know, it's just part with human nature, but it's also related to the fact that a lot of people look good on paper, making good money, business seems to be good, but they just don't really have a plan in place for where they should be spending.
So if I went out and I got that new fur coat or something like that, at least they even still make fur coats, I don't know. But it seems like, you know, a lot of people, why don't they have a plan here?
You know, I just think people get busy. Mm-hmm. You know, life is life. It happens pretty fast. And, you know, everybody just kind of does the best they can. Obviously, they're feeling the pinch, though, with inflation. Everybody can see that. We're feeling the pinch with lifestyle creep. Things just tend to change. The fur coats, things like that we want to have in our world. And then at the end of the day, we feel like there's nothing left.
It's interesting because there is a new story out today that talks about income outpacing rent. This is from Zillow, which shows that incomes are rising faster than rent increases nationwide for the first time in years. But by the same token, what got you a really nice place just a few years ago would get you something considerably less attractive. I'm trying not to say a shack, but yeah, a shack. Yeah. That seems to be what's taking place, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we see it everywhere. Rental rates are just sky high. You know, I've watched it even through my own adult children trying to figure out their living situations. And they've been forced to move to new locations, different arrangements because of the increasing rent prices.
And, you know, it's funny. I mean, look, I live in Fernley, and Fernley right now is a bastion of not affordable, but more affordable homes. Mm-hmm. You can buy much more for your money in Fernley than you can in Reno. But that will change over the years, won't it?
It will, as more people drive to those locations and things get more popular, more population tends to drive the prices up, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So let's talk about what can be done. How do you make a plan? I mean, is it one of those things where, you know, Dave Ramsey, who's heard right here on KKFT, says, you know, every dollar has a name, and what is your name, and where are you going before you leaves the door, your wallet?
That's exactly right. I mean, starting with that kind of an attitude is really helpful. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't have an intentional purpose with each dollar that walks in the door, then the likelihood that walks back out into the wrong location is highly likely. Mm-hmm. And we should have goals and alignment with those goals to make sure that we're spending dollars in the right places based on our values.
Meantime, bankruptcies are up about 12% nationwide here. Personal bankruptcies, not like Spirit Airlines or something like that. You know, when you're leaving bankruptcy, I'm told anyway, you're flooded with credit card offers because they want to make those sweet, sweet interest rates. Mm-hmm. Is that a smart idea to apply for a credit card just after you declare?
You know, generally, yes, but with caution, right?
Okay.
I mean, if you can get credit and start building your credit back up after a bankruptcy, it's probably not a bad idea. But don't have the same habits that got you into trouble in the first place. You have to be very disciplined and pay those off immediately.
No carrying a balance.
Don't carry the balance. It'll eat you alive.
I would imagine so. All right. Brian Wheeler from Keystone CPAs, 775-786-4900. 775-786-4900. The Balance with Brian. Brian, we will talk to you again next Monday. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Greg. You too.
Absolutely. 1242 right here on the News at Noon.
Shanty, Greg. Shanty. That sounds better than a shack. A shanty. Don't forget about the Keystone CPA's Noon News Daily Poll. A new one up right now. Are you open to an open primary? Obviously, in the future, we're going to have our June primary. Not to be confused with ranked or rigged choice voting, but are you open to an open primary? Essentially, independents would be able to vote in an open primary. You can answer yes. Yes, with limitations, and no way, Josie. You can answer or you can vote at 991fmtalk.com or at 923fmtalk.com. Is your homeowner's insurance policy coming up for renewal soon? You have a new option that wasn't available until January 1 of this year. Call it insurance a la carte. Perhaps wildlife coverage is on the menu. For the first time anywhere in the country, home insurers can now sell policies that don't automatically include wildfire protection. Here in Nevada, you can buy it separately or not at all. Insurance companies have been leaving Nevada, especially in places along the Sierra Front. Wildfire-related policy cancellations and non-renewals jumped 82% in a single year. Insurer denials of coverage due to wildfire risk more than doubled, and in some areas, insurance wasn't available at any price. So ask your insurance company about the new options and whether or not your policy covers wildfire damage if you want it. Genoa's Western Heritage Days in Nevada's oldest town runs this weekend, just kicked off today, goes through Sunday, features a free multi-day celebration of cowboy culture, music, history, and art. The event, held in Genoa, includes a Saturday invitational horse parade, live cowboy music, poetry, Chautauqua performances, and a fine art show. The Tonight's Concert with Dave Stamey sold out a long time ago. There may be tickets available for Saturday night's concert. Call the town of Genoa to find out more. A sea change of firearms policy is coming, according to acting AG Todd Blanche. Tom Gresham conducted an interview with him. He's the host of Gun Talk every Sunday from 11 to 2 on 991 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk. He will join us after the break, but right now we'll look at traffic and weather with Phil Gallbladder, or Gallbreath. It is 12:45.
We're doing okay in the greater Reno and Sparks area. However, northbound 395, way up at Bordertown, just as you climb the hill towards the California border, they're still cleaning up an earlier injury collision in that area. Traffic is getting through. No other problems to tell you about except some road work in Carson City. Plaza between 5th and 7th is closed until about 5 p.m. when they do some road work in that area. It's 62 degrees in Sparks, 59 in Minden, 60 in Wellington, 49 degrees in Incline Village. Here's a look at your weather.
Pretty good looking weather today, a little cooler tomorrow, and a little more cooler come Sunday. Probably not hitting 60 on Sunday, low 60s tomorrow, and a few clouds for the weekend. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. 721-5905. Coming up at 3 this afternoon, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025, so there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
At Campani Capital Ford, the new Ford F-150 is built for how Northern Nevada works and drives. From early mornings on the job site to weekends out on the road, the F-150 delivers the power, capability, and durability drivers have trusted for generations. It's tough, versatile, and ready for whatever the day throws your way, with the strength to handle the hard work and comfort to take you wherever you need to go. And right now, it's the perfect time to get behind the wheel. Get up to $7,250 in total cash on select new Ford F-150 models. That's real savings on a truck built to do it all, day in and day out. See the Ford F-150 today at Capital Ford, where you always pay lower taxes and less fees. OAC excludes Ford Lightning and Raptor on select models. Ends 4/30/2026. Less taxes than Reno Sparks. Excludes leases. See dealer for details.
Our veterans have sacrificed for our freedom. From World War II to Afghanistan, they have served in silence, often facing wounds unseen. But many live with severe dental infections that cause extreme pain. These infections can reach vital organs that cause life-threatening medical emergencies, and sometimes even death. The truth is, most do not qualify for VA dental care due to stringent criteria. That's where the Adopt-A-Vet Dental Program steps in, supported by 160 dedicated dentists providing free, pro bono dental care to impoverished veterans in Nevada. While these professionals volunteer their time, supplies and prosthetics come at a high cost. Your donation can make a life-saving difference. For every dollar you give, we deliver $8 of critical, life-changing dental care. Please visit adoptavetdental.org and help us honor their service, because they deserve better. Together, we can give back to those who have given all. Call 470-8707 for more information. Please donate now.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
And you can join the conversation. Follow us on X at 991FMTalk. And recently celebrating 30 years in national syndication, 20 years on the air here at 99.1 FM Talk, and also now on 92.3 FM Talk, Sundays 11 to 2, Tom Gresham joins us on the noon news. Tom, thanks for taking a break and joining us.
You bet. Taking a break out of shooting. I'm up on the mountain, and we're ringing in some new pistols.
Pistols. Okay. I was going to ask you soon. I'll be out there again for the rifle for an upcoming, another moose hunt for me, but,
all thanks. Right.
Yeah. And I'll call your show sometime between now and then because, two moose and two shots, 6.5 PRC, but we'll talk about that. Some people say that's not enough gun, but it has worked for me. So, hey, listen, I was traveling last Sunday, so forgive me for not knowing in advance, but you just recently did an interview with the acting attorney general, which is kind of a strange way of framing the position, acting, but Todd Blanche, and he said there is an imminent sea change coming in federal firearm policy, and so I need to find out from you, did that interview air last Sunday, or is it going to be on this weekend?
It's coming up this Sunday. Everybody can catch it. I actually have an interview with Todd Blanche, the acting attorney general, and also with Harmeet Dhillon, who's the assistant attorney general in charge of civil rights, which means Second Amendment. We got both of them, two top dogs at, Blanche is the top dog at the attorney. He replaced Pam Bondi, so he is the top guy at DOJ. And yeah, you're right. He shocked us when he said, we're going to be making some announcements that are really going to be good for gun rights. He says, we're going to fix ATF. No longer are they going after gun stores and dealers. These people need to be going after robbers, he said.
Yeah. Tom, real quickly, not to get off track here, but what was your opinion of Pam Bondi?
I was middle of the road, kind of like, it's not terrible, but it's not great.
Okay, now, you don't have to give it all away. And again, it'll be on the air here on this radio station you're listening to right now this Sunday between 11 and 2. And so how about a tease of some of the things that came out besides that big announcement?
Well, he was so excited. He says, my mom just told me she has a concealed carry permit. He says, that's great.
Yeah.
Turns out his family is in the gun business. They own a company that makes firearms magazines for pistols, have been for 40 years. I felt very encouraged. I know everybody says, yeah, let's wait and see. I get that. But right now, I am very encouraged. We'll see what their announcements are. But it's a great interview, and he laid down a lot of good information.
Well, that's I didn't know that, and that's what better person to be in that position regarding firearms with a family business being related to the firearms industry. What about Dhillon? What did she say, and what was your conversation with her like? I know it's not the first one with her.
No, it's not. But this was better. The first one, she was kind of guarded when I talked to her at SHOT Show. This time, she opened up. She is awesome. She has a couple of Glocks. She does shooting. She now is training with the FBI at their range in D.C. She loves to shoot. She's a strong, strong Second Amendment proponent. And she is going to go after the states that are restricting gun rights. She's looking at Virginia right now, but she's already done some things in California where the Sheriff's Department was taking way too long to issue permits. DOJ went in and sued them, and she's getting that fixed. So she is on it big time.
What about national reciprocity for conceal and carry? Did that come up at all?
It did not, because they can't do anything about that. That's got to come out of Congress.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Sunday, 11 to 2 on 99.1 and 92.3. Tom, I'll let you get back to the range and practice your shooting, and we'll talk again soon. Appreciate you jumping on with us.
Anytime.
All righty, 12:53 is the time, and we will be back with more news. Right now, it is 12:53.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
New basketball coach at Minogue, Cade Knutson, built firmly into a state title contender in 3A over the last 4 years. Baseball tomorrow has number one Minogue hosting Douglas in softball. DeMonte is at Reed tomorrow, and Carson visits Spanish Springs. UNLV's in town for three against the Wolfpack. Softball hosting Fresno State. Aces keep losing. First three in El Paso have been wins for El Paso in this week's series. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
At age 18, backwoodsman Abraham Lincoln built a flatboat for hire on the Ohio River. One day, two strangers appeared on the landing asking for passage. Once safely delivered across with their trunks, each man tossed a silver half dollar onto Lincoln's boat. Years later, Lincoln recounted, "I could scarcely believe my eyes that by honest work a poor boy such as I had earned a dollar in less than a day. It was a most important incident in my life. The world seemed fairer, and I was a more hopeful and confident person from that time." This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
For honest work and the best value this side of the Ohio River, call Lincoln Heating and Air. We were honored by the Nevada Business Magazine as a family-owned business finalist in Northern Nevada. Give us a call, 359-1985, or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Floods, leaks, messes, fear not. Voda Cleaning Reno restores peace. Call today, you will.
When your carpets look like they've battled the dark side, you need help from the clean side. Voda Cleaning and Restoration of Reno uses powerful professional equipment to deep clean carpets, tile, and upholstery, restoring freshness to your home. Fast, affordable, locally owned, and trusted.
Dirty carpets, Voda Cleaning in Reno. Save them, we will.
Voda Cleaning of Reno. Come over to the clean side. VodaCleanNV.com.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains April 24th through the 27th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Liberty Mutual customized this song for you. Whoa. Like your car insurance, it's custom to, yeah. Liberty Mutual's got the coverage that could save you money. Thanks to Doug and Limu, well now you can go and take that cruise. Liberty, 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 yeah.
Further Nevada's Midday Update. Your new news, KKFT.
We have 59 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Former California Representative Eric Swalwell, yes, he was running for governor, keyword was, used $40,000 in campaign funds for his legal defense after being accused of sexual misconduct by several women. Financial records show Swalwell's campaign paid a lawyer at just after the allegations surfaced. Another lawyer later represented Swalwell but was not paid for by the campaign. The campaign also paid a law firm over $121,000 from the beginning of the year to April 18th. It's unclear if those payments were related to the allegations. Now, you know this, Swalwell dropped out of the governor's race and resigned from Congress earlier this month. Four more women have accused him of harassment or assault. Well, a catastrophe unfolding right now just north of Jacksonville, Florida.
In southeast Georgia and the peninsula of Florida, wildfires are raging. Huge plumes are exploding from the ground up into the air, miles high, miles wide. And that is keeping the containment numbers down. For example, one of the fires, over 5,000 acres burned at only 15% containment. All around southeast Georgia, nearly 40,000 acres have burned and about 50 square miles. Unbelievable amounts. As the governor of Georgia is touring the area today, FEMA may get involved with resources and money, and more resources from around the region are making their way into not only Georgia, but Florida to help combat this historic situation. Reporting in southeast Georgia, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
And for what it's worth, 7-Eleven is offering catering. It's partnered with its food brands to include items like breakfast sandwiches, pizza, and salads. No word if they'll be offering the Big Gulp. Jerry?
Alrighty, have a great weekend, and don't forget our news poll, the Keystone CPA's new news daily poll. Are you open to an open primary? Yes. No way or yes with limitations. Declare under penalty of perjury that you are not a robot. And what's the penalty? If you do perjure yourself, you will be hung by the neck until dead. Have a great weekend. Virginia City's got stuff going on. Genoa? Genoa's got stuff going on. I'm Jerry Evans, and we'll see you next week.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.